Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak at your church this morning. Even though you do not know me well, you have allowed me to speak for 30 minutes. This shows that you have a heart for mission. My name is Kim Ngoc Bui. I work in Siem Reap, Cambodia, with the Vietnamese people. As you see on the slide, yes, I turned 60 in April this year. Over 80 people attended my birthday party. My student from Phnom Penh, a team from Summit Community Church from Ontario. Everyone had a good time. I celebrated my birthday at an evangelism party for my students' parents. I share how God loved, protected, and provided me for 60 years. God is a loving and perfect Father who called me to leave everything to follow Him. I'm glad that I did it, because as Jesus said in Matthew 19:29, anyone who has left houses or brothers or sister or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. Now, I have many children, brother and sister in Christ. Why I became international worker and why I work in Cambodia. I was born and grew up in Saigon, Vietnam. On April 30th, 1975, I left Vietnam in the last helicopter from the U.S. Embassy. I came to Toronto to study accounting and work as an accountant for a stockbroker for over 20 years. However, God had a different plan for my life. In 2001, I visited my sister and her husband who work in Phnom Penh with the Vietnamese people. I traveled to different villages to share the gospel to the Vietnamese children. The children love to hear the Bible story, how God loved them, and willing to send Jesus to die for their sin so that they could become children of God. I was thrilled to see so many children accepted Christ as their Savior. However, at the end of my visit, my joy turned into mourning. My sister pointed to a small girl who was about 12 years old and said, "That girl going to be sold for her virginity soon." Her parents had already told their neighbors so a pimp could come to take their daughter to a brothel. That night, I couldn't eat or sleep. I cried out to God and asked Him why evil things like that could happen. Somehow, I could feel God's pain for the abused children. And He asked me if I was willing to come back to help those little children. I said yes to Him. When I came back to Toronto, I quit my job and went to Tyndale Seminary. After I graduated with the MDiv of Christian Education, I interned 2 years with a CMA church. In January 2007, I came to Cambodia as an international worker of the Christian and Missionary Alliance Church in Canada. Why CMA? The CMA was the only denomination who came to Vietnam 100 years ago. My parents became Christian when they were teenagers. After they got married, they had 9 children. They raised all of us in Christian faith and told us about how they endure persecution from their families and how they kept their faith. I grew up in the CMA churches with double appreciation that God died on the cross for me. And the CMA missionary who was murdered in Vietnam in 1968. That's why I chose to work with the CMA. I also agree with the CMA core values, mission. We give priority in our missionary activity to evangelizing those people who have had the least opportunity to hear the gospel, thus expediting the return of Christ. Social responsibility. We uphold the biblical justice. We minister to the poor and oppressed as ministry to Jesus himself. Cambodia is surrounded by Thailand, Vietnam, and Laos. Has a population around 15 million people. The dominant religion is Buddhism, with a small percentage of Islam and Christians. Presently, Cambodia has become a tourist destination. TripAdvisor listed it as number 2 in the world. Millions of dollars are coming into the country because of tourism. Tourists came to see Angkor Wat, one of the 7 wonders of the world. Sadly, tourists also come for sex. There are brothels, coffee shop, and karaoke clubs or KTV. These KTV and coffee shop are a disguise. They are the place where people come and have sex. Many small girls are forced into sex industry or feel it's their only choice to make some money for their poor families. About 1 million Vietnamese live illegally in Cambodia. The Vietnamese are the most vulnerable of the ethnic minority and are the most prone to the discrimination and violation of their rights. Many of them are stateless, don't have a birth certificate, and are not recognized or and welcomed by the Cambodian or the Vietnamese government. They are not allowed in the school or hold a job. Facing such extreme poverty, many are forced to take on hazardous jobs at a young age, like being garbage picking, finding recycled items such as plastic bottles and cardboard. Even the elderly Vietnamese are out picking up recycling. Many Vietnamese young girls, even boys, are sold into the prostitution by their parents because they are desperate for money. Some children as young as 6 years old and many before turn 12 are being sold. They live in a slum with no running water or toilet. With no hope for the future, many turn to drinking, drugs, gambling to forget the unbreakable realities. This is where they get water by hand pumping an own pump. I was in Cambodia for 8.5 years. The first 2 years I worked in Phnom Penh, Cambodia capital, where the king lives. Then I moved to Siem Reap, a tourist town near the border of Thailand. There are more than 1,000 temples built between the 9th and the 13th centuries. Each temple was dedicated to different divinity. There are more than 500 years, Siem Reap was the center of the Khmer Empire, and still today is the spiritual heart of Cambodia. In Siem Reap, I was more aware of the presence and the power of Satan. As Ephesians 6:12, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil and in the heavenly realms." However, God is moving. I started to share the gospel to the Vietnamese children. As you see, in November 13, we had about 20 children. But in August 2015, there was more than 60 children. The children learned Bible stories to know how much God loves them. They love singing praises to the Lord. The children learned that their sin would be forgiven at the cross. Many of them given their life to Jesus. All of the children have to pay a price to follow Jesus. They are scolded by their parents when they don't worship their ancestor. The children would rather to choose to eat plain rice than to eat meat that was offered to their ancestor or idols. There was one boy. He closed his eye and silently thanks God for his meal. And his mother hit him on the head, told him not to fall asleep at his meal time. It seemed like a funny story, but the children struggled daily to keep their faith. Without their parents' help, the children read Bible together 5 times a week in front of one home. They have learned how to put on the full armor of God. Besides personal gospel sharing, we use any reason to have evangelism parties, such as Christmas, Easter, or birthday parties. The children share their faith with parents through singing worship songs or acting out Bible stories. Some of the mothers became Christians. We had weekly Bible study with them. However, their faith is weak, so they worship God and also their ancestor. They are afraid that if they stop worshiping their ancestor would be angry and punish them. Lately, they are upset with the watching Vietnamese soap opera daily after work. The Bible study have stopped. There are about 10 youth who have publicly declared their faith by baptism. We used to baptize in a small lake in the city, but this year there was no water. Therefore, we went to a swimming pool of a 5-star hotel. After baptism, we pray for the baptized youth to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And after that, children had fun in the cool water when the weather was over 40 Celsius degree. Our girls have a lot of hair slice. After swimming, we put the lye soap in their hair and put a cap on their head and waited for an hour before washing them. One lady at the hotel asked us if our girl was Muslim. We just politely told her that our girl were not. We dare not to tell her that they had lice treatment because she would be shocked. Tonle Sap Lake is the largest freshwater lake in Southeast Asia. There are about 40,000 Vietnamese living on boats in 38 villages. They earn a living by catching fish with the only skill they have. They speak a little or no Cambodian language because they have not much contact with the Cambodian people. And there are no Cambodian government school for the children to learn the language. Many of them had never heard of Jesus. One time I asked a 90 years old lady if she had ever heard of Jesus. She asked me, "Who is Mr. Jesus?" It's an urgency that we share the gospel to the Vietnamese living on the Tonle Sap Lake. If they die without Jesus, where would they go? I used to go to the floating village, Kampong Klang, every Sunday. But the last 4 years, I didn't go there often because I work alone and there was so much work in the city. We often go to a floating school donated by a TV station from Vietnam. There are about 80 children learning Vietnamese a half day in the morning or afternoon. The school teacher allows us to teach children song and Bible stories. The children concentrate and listen carefully to our teaching. It breaks my heart every time I say goodbye to them. Working in Siem Reap, my focus is on planting churches and preventing child prostitution. Planting churches and preventing child prostitution seem two separate jobs and not related to each other. Preventing child prostitution is a must in planting churches among the Vietnamese in Cambodia. We have to protect our children in the church. How do I prevent children from being sold? By education. I helped to establish a Christian school that takes Vietnamese children who have never been to school and teach them till grade 3. Once they have completed grade 3, they can go into the Cambodian government school. Unfortunately, the Cambodian school system doesn't give them a good education. There are many international schools in Siem Reap. International schools require the children go through a test and pay high tuition, which Vietnamese children cannot afford. We supported 5 of the children in the Future Pride International School, FBI school. This is Ha, who attends FBI school in grade 6. Unfortunately, she has no birth certificates, even though she was born in Cambodia. Without one, she can study up to grade 10 only. Please pray that the Cambodian government has compassion for the Vietnamese children. The youth who attend school have opportunity to learn English, computer, and Vietnamese language. When they finish grade 12, it's easy for them to get a job because they can speak 3 languages, Vietnamese, Cambodian, and English, plus with computer skills. For youth who cannot go to school, they learn some skills so that they don't have to pick garbage. This is the Chungli class. It was fun to have nail and hair training. Some boy had mechanic training. Is it worth it? You may wonder if I ever felt discouraged and wanted to give up. Yes, many times I wanted to leave and come back to my own comfortable and easy job. But many people pray, encourage, and supported me. Plus, whenever I see the children's life change, I feel it's worth it. The girl gave thanks to the Lord even before eating ice cream. The youth are growing in faith and becoming my helpers. They all attend children's church service, helping children and leading worship. Instead of walking home, the children come home in style. After taking the children home, the youth have their own worshiping time. Many lives have changed. I do not have time to tell you all. Min, my assistant, he is 21 and love tells young people about Jesus. He left his 80 years old grandmother to Christ, who was a strong Buddhist. Min was witnessing to the neighbors and praying with them. When I come back, Min wants to go to the CMA Bible School in Phnom Penh for 2 years to become a pastor. Even though I worked in Phnom Penh for only 2 years, I saw the fruit of my and many people's prayers. Many students who finished our elementary school are now in university. 4 students from Phnom Penh came to my birthday party. From the right to the left, Thi had a motor accident 6 months ago. He had 2 surgeries for his brain, 1 surgery for his broken leg. God miraculously healed him. After 3 months of the accident, he was back to the Phnom Penh University in the 3rd year of civil engineer. Son was elected to be the head of Vietnamese Christian youth of 8 churches in Phnom Penh. He is in his 2nd year of architect. Fun worked in an office and studied the 3rd year of accounting at night. Fun's life was a miracle of work prevention. Fun's sister was forced by her mother to work as a prostitute, and she had AIDS. The mother also planned for Fun's future as a prostitute. While I was in Phnom Penh, I taught girls in my schools how to love your parents smartly. I told them if they work in a brothel, it was very painful because of their small bodies, and they will get AIDS and die. Then who'd support their parents? If they love their parents, they should study hard to get a job, so that they can support their parents. We have scholarship to help students. And Vân wanted to study. I talked to Vân's sister to plead with her to protect Vân, who would be the only hope for the family. Ân loves the Lord and is his pastor's right-hand man. He was healed of his long-time neck pain when Pastor Cherry from Summit Community Church prayed for him in November last year. When he was back in Phnom Penh, he wrote to me, "Mom, please pray that God will direct my future. If it is possible, he would open the door for me to serve him in Siem Reap with you. You look so tired. Love you, Mom. And always call me Mom. He's a sweetheart. As you see, the children are young in age and faith. I pray that God will let me to go back to Siem Reap for another 4 years to disciple them to be a mature Christian who share the gospel not only to their families, friends, and people in Siem Reap, but to every people group such as Vietnamese, Cambodian, Chirai, Bunong, Kui, and many more in the whole country. May one day the kingdom of Cambodia become the kingdom of Jesus Christ. As you have listened to this story of how God has transformed many Vietnamese children's lives, some of you may want to go to Cambodia right away to help. Before you do it, I want to challenge you. Do you believe in heaven and hell? Do you believe Jesus is the only way to the Father God? As in John 14:6, Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Do you know how to share the full gospel? Is it not? If you believe in Jesus, you'll get healed. You'll get a job. Your broken marriage will be fixed. No. The full gospel is, if you believe in Jesus, you will get Jesus himself. When you have Jesus, you will endure persecution, triumph with joy until the day you meet Jesus. Are you willing to share the gospel to whoever God put in your path? If you find it's difficult to share the gospel in Canada, it is more difficult to share the gospel to the poor and the hurt in Cambodia. I met many young girls, Vietnamese girls, who was forced in the brothel, and they was rescued from brothels. Their hurt was beyond any counseling could help. Only Jesus could heal their hurt and pain. During that painful and lonely time, they had no comfort or any hope. They knew that their parents sold them into a brothel. Even after they were rescued, they could have a safer life, but they tried to escape shelter to go back to the same brothel. They had to pay back the 30% interest monthly loan which their parents borrowed. If the loan was not paid back, their parents would be beaten until the loan paid. How can you help? Please pray first. We have weekly updates and quarterly newsletter. Your prayers are vital for us. Spiritual adoption. We have over 50 children. About half of them are adopted. Our children grew up in a non-Christian families and in bad environment, gambling, drinking, illegal drugs, fighting, and abusive language. They desperately need your prayers. There is no money involved, but your commitment to pray daily for them as your children. Greeting cards. These children made the cards, and the Summit Community Church printed them as cost in Canada. 100% of net money will help send youth for vocation training. I have prayer requests, which I believe posted in your web. Please pray for the children, be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that they can live out their faith, their life change, and to share their faith. Pray that the adults would encounter God, who has authority over Satan and the evil spirit, so they don't live a life of fear. Pray that the adults would worship only God. Pray for Nguyen and Hong as they lead the ministry to the Vietnamese during my home assignment. Pray for them to have wisdom, health, and safety. Pray for God's protection on their family, especially Hong mother health, while they minister in Cambodia. Pray that they will find favor with God and with Adam, especially with man. Pray for the Cambodian government to have compassion on Vietnamese, especially for their children to receive birth certificates so they could attend school. Pray for Nguyen and Hong will have time to minister to the people on the lake, and may the Holy Spirit soften the hearts of the people on the lake to accept Christ. And if the people on the lake are forced to move onto land, may they meet Christians who will help them and show them God's love. Please pray for the protection for myself while I am in Canada. Pray that I would find favor with God and churches.